Welcome to Reviewing America, the podcast where two non-Americans review the United States of America. My name is Peter Yussel, and with me as always I have a man's man, a woman's muse, my friend, co-host, the mayor of Chlamydia City, the president of Gonorrhea Nation. He's on the board of directors for Genital Herpes Incorporated. It's Sebastian Asghar here.
I'm also a political aide for AIDS.
Yeah, an aide for AIDS.
An aide for AIDS.
That's pretty good.
An advocate for this. No, in Norwegian it would work. An advocate for the sadvocate, because sad, which means to be sad in American, means come in Norwegian.
Semen. You're a semen for semen.
Which coincidentally is a name in Norwegian.
Yeah, semen, yeah.
And you're welcome.
All right, thank you. We're off to a roaring start, because for the first time, I think pretty much since coronavirus came and fucked us all, we're recording in the same location. None of us have blinked for the last 2 minutes.
We're sitting across from each other. Peter is in a high chair while I'm in a low chair.
Wait, can I tell you something? So a high chair is, in English, that means a chair a baby sits in. That's what a two-year-old sits
in. Okay, so you're in a tall chair.
I'm in a tall chair. I'm in an office chair, and Sebastian is in a recliner, an IKEA recliner, I think.
Yeah, it feels like I'm at my psychologist's place.
Yeah.
Not his place, but...
Do you go... Have you been going to your psychologist's house?
Well, they told me about projecting before I went in there.
Yeah.
And I failed.
Mm.
Well, actually, I succeeded because I ended up at her place.
Yeah.
His place.
Wait, so is it a man or a woman?
Both.
Okay.
Two psychologists.
Okay, you got two. And they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't sound problematic at all. But hey, you didn't come here to listen to us talk about this shit. You came to listen to us talk about the topic of this week's episode, which incidentally Sebastian does not know. So I got a hint for you, Sebastian. You want to wager a guess what the topic is?
Yeah.
All right. So the hint is surprised greeting circle.
Evites.
Surprised greeting circle.
S.
All right.
G.
So
C.
Let me get it.
The hint. S-G-C.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Let me get a hint in 3, 2,
surprise greeting,
one,
circle.
And hint.
Birthday
go.
Cakes.
Okay.
Surprise greeting. Wait a second.
This
surprise
week,
greeting circle.
This
the
week.
Ice.
This
ice.
Week, we are reviewing Ohio.
That's not a hint. Surprise greeting circle.
You're
Ohio.
Surprised. Oh. And then you say, greeting,
hi.
And then circle is the O at the end.
You should say, Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Ohio!
Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah.
The Drew Carey Show.
The Drew Carey Show.
I liked Mimi. Is that her name?
Yeah. She kind of looks like me 5 years ago.
Yeah, she does.
All the little girls with the... How's the song again? Cleveland Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks. Cleveland
Rocks.
And
the Cleveland all the little rocks. Girls and the...
Yeah.
Ohio!
So what is it and what do you know about it?
What I know about Ohio?
Yeah.
Well, there's a band... Who spells Ohio with an exclamation mark instead of an I?
Oh,
which seems like an upwards down flipped I.
A flipped I.
And that's pretty much all I know about Ohio. It's a state? No, Cleveland is no. Ohio is a state. Cleveland is the place. I don't know.
Ohio is a state. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about Ohio.
You don't know anything about Ohio. Well, that's going to change today, pal.
Can we speak about Seattle instead? Because I know a lot more about Seattle.
No, we'll save that for the Seattle episode.
Okay.
So we're going to pop off with the first segment, which is called Wiki Peter.
Yeah.
Which is where Peter reads from Wikipedia.
Yeah, now that I'm sitting across from you, I can actually see that you're more excited doing Wikipedia than usually. So maybe now you'll use an enthusiastic voice.
Yeah, I'm excited this week.
Yeah.
Ohio is a state in the east, north, central
no,
region.
No, use your enthusiastic excited
right.
voice.
Ohio is a state in the east, north, central region of the Midwestern United States. Of the 50 states, it's the 34th largest by area and the 7th most populous. That's fun. And the 10th most densely populated. Hey, that's a bunch of not number one positions.
Yeah, and I never understood why people, you know, if you're in a pageant... And you came in 13th.
Yeah.
Why would you say you were the 13th? It means that there are 12 more beautiful people than you in the pageant.
But if you think about it, also all the other people are uglier than you.
What other people?
In the world.
Yeah, if you're in the world's most beautiful girl pageant.
No, but just yeah. Or if you're in the if you're in the Ohio beauty pageant,
yeah.
And you're like, I came 12th. You're still the 12th hottest person in Ohio.
Yeah, of course. But you would rather say that you competed in the pageant. Mm. And people be like, oh, she must be hot. But if you say, yeah, I came in 12th, then your boyfriend at the time, he would probably go searching for number 11 or 10. Maybe it's in his range of lovers.
Yeah.
In his quality range.
Maybe he's working his way up the list.
Yeah. You know, you can bounce from league to league.
Mm. Or maybe she is working her way up the list.
Well, then she has to compete again.
Mm. Or maybe it's a male. Maybe it's a male thing.
Then I would come in second.
Mm.
And first?
Me. Thank you. That's a nice compliment, Sebastian. All right. So the governor of Ohio.
Yeah.
Is
Drew Carey.
Mike DeWine.
DeWine.
Mm. And it says he's trending.
Divine or DeWine?
DeWine. DeWine.
He should fix it. He should call himself Divine.
Mm. And become a mega church pastor.
Or a drag queen.
Mm. Yeah, Mike DeWine.
Mike DeWine.
Mm. Dick DeWine should be the drag queen name.
Right.
Dick DeWine.
My name is Richard DeWine, but you can call me Dick.
Mm. Dick DeWine. And the capital is, say it with me.
Cleveland.
Columbus. The unemployment rate. What do you think the unemployment rate? Let's have a guess. What percentage do you think of Ohioans do you think are unemployed?
Unemployed?
As of March 2020.
Oh, it's probably like 28%.
Okay, it's 5.5%.
Okay. It's not Chicago.
So you thought one out of every four people is unemployed?
You never know. Mm. But those
I do
Ohioans.
Know. It's 5.5.
How do you Ohioans? Ohioanites?
Ohio Nights,
okay.
That sounds like the evening times in Ohio.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a sexy time.
What do you think the minimum wage is?
For an hour?
Yeah, for an hour. Yes, for an hour.
I guess maybe $9.50.
Hey, it's $8.55.
Oh.
You're pretty good at wages.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at wages.
Yeah, that's a skill I didn't know you had. I didn't know.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Sebastian's got barbed wire on his knees.
Yeah.
Tattoo. That's your first leg tattoo, isn't it?
My first leg tattoos, actually, because I got them both at the same time.
Mm.
But I'm thinking of, you know, covering them up with a tiger's heads.
Your knees or your legs or
no,
the,
my,
new,
my, my
the tattoo?
Because underneath my knees, I have barbed wire now. Yeah. And I did it while I was drunk. But they're cool. But I wanted tigers on my knees, and now I think I either have to have tigers with barbed wire in their mouth or just cover the barbed wire with tigers.
Yeah, or you could just, you know, not have tigers on your knees.
I'm going to have tigers on my knees. Got a tiger in my pants and two on my knees.
You got a tiger in your pants?
Yes.
It's your wee-wee, your Johnson.
Yeah,
is
it bites and spits.
Yeah, so, yeah, tigers known for spitting.
Yeah, it's called tiger spit.
It purrs.
When I was a kid, I got a record from my dad.
Yeah.
And this was a record made by a guy from our hometown called Henning. And he had a song called Tiger Spit. And it had an apostrophe next to the name. And when you check the apostrophe inside the booklet in the album, the liner notes, it says Tiger Spit means rough sex.
Oh, that's cool. Apostrophe. I think you mean the little star thing?
Oh, not. Yeah, I didn't mean apostrophe. I meant asterisks.
Asterisks, yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, you condescending asshole.
My condensation.
My condensing air way.
All right, so let's do some fun facts about Ohio. How about that?
I'll give you $5
how about
if
that?
It's funny.
Okay. Fun facts. Ohio is the only state to have an official rock song.
Cleveland Rocks.
It's called Hang On Sloopy, and it was given that designation in 1985.
And could you please sing a little
play
bit
a little
Hang
bit
on Sloopy?
Hang on Sloopy. Just fucking hang on, big Sloopy.
Sloopy
Ohio is a state and I want to go for dates with Sloopy. That's
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, if that's not the song, then it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Hang On. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, that's a fun fact. Yeah. I owe
so
you $5.
Yeah, I owe me $5. Here's another one.
I'm not going to get it.
The birthplace of Superman. Superman, for those of you that don't know.
He was born on Krypton.
For those of you that don't know, Superman is a superhero a sort of Superman, if you will.
And he
was created.
Isn't it annoying that his name is Superman?
Yeah, it's really.
And you know, he can do everything.
Yeah.
Anything.
He's just super. This is not to rehash old Seinfeld bits, but do you think Superman is also super funny and super, you know, charming?
Well, he has to be. He is super charming. We know that from Clark Kent.
Mm.
We don't know if
Yeah, but what does he have to do with it? He's not Superman.
No, that's true. The thing that annoys me about Superman, that he is better than everyone on Earth.
Mm.
And he doesn't, maybe he does in some other timelines or whatever, but he doesn't, you know, utilize his power enough. If I were Superman,
yeah,
I would just fuck everyone and kill all the bad guys and be like a dictator of the world.
Okay. That's good.
Because nobody can hurt me.
You would be like that other guy in that other Superman movie.
Lex Luthor?
No, the bad guy from Krypton or whatever.
Yeah. Because that's the problem with Superman. He needs people from his home planet to come to fuck him up.
Yeah.
Because in our world, he's super.
Yeah, he's super.
It annoys me.
And then he's Clark Kent.
Yeah, he's too spectacular. Give me a more relatable hero.
Average
for you guys.
Man.
Average man.
Average man.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it was created by Cleveland High School students Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. That's cool. And perhaps you didn't know, the first iteration of the character was a villain with psychic powers.
That's like saying, you know, you wrote a script for a movie,
yeah,
and you had an initial idea, and then you flipped it all on its head, and now it's something completely different.
Yeah.
It's not the first iteration.
Did you know the first iteration of the movie Shawshank Redemption was just a note saying prison film on the writer's computer?
But you know, you could also say, you know, the first iteration of Shawshank Redemption was a comedy with Bruce Willis.
Mm.
It's not real an iteration.
And the funny thing is that turned into The Sixth Sense, the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, here's another one. This is a fact that says, it's kind of like Valentine's Day. Sweetest Day was started by a committee of candy makers in Cleveland in 1921. And now it's celebrated across the Midwest and Northeast.
Viva capitalism.
Mm. And it says the celebrations are giving presents, such as greeting cards and candy to loved ones. And it's happening this year on Saturday, the 17th of October.
Oh, nice. We have to celebrate that.
Yeah, we should celebrate Sweetest Day.
I want to start a business and make my holiday.
Mm.
Condom
what would it be?
Day.
Condom Day.
Do not use condoms today.
Okay. I think...
It will boost the economy with babies 9 months later.
This is true. Boost the economy with babies.
Yeah, the baby economy.
The baby economy.
Yeah.
Diapers will go into an all-time high.
Yeah, and stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have money gaining from child labor.
Money gaining from child labor. That's
yeah. Money gain. That's an economic term.
Money gain, money gain, money gain.
Money gain, money gain, money gain.
Yeah, so here's another. I got one more fact here. This is fact number 8. Before going into television, Jerry Springer was the 56th mayor of Cincinnati.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
And it's really cool as well.
He's a cool guy, Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Would you rather be Jerry Springer or Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Why?
Because one's a billionaire and the other one isn't.
But wouldn't you live more comfortably not being stopped everywhere on the street? Being Jerry Springer?
I think they're equally famous.
I think Jerry Springer could walk around in Norway, have a sandwich, and nobody would react
Jerry to it. Jerry Seinfeld could. He put on a hat.
Jerry Seinfeld could not walk into a cafe shop in Oslo.
Yes, he could. Only people that are like 25 years old and like rewatched it lately. Like my parents were alive.
25 and upwards.
No, but my parents were alive when Seinfeld came out and they watched it and stuff. They wouldn't give a shit if they saw Jerry Seinfeld. They'd just walk past him.
You don't think
so? No, they wouldn't.
You know, Bob Dylan was in Norway a couple of years ago. And
yeah,
he put on a hoodie and he just walked down the street. And nobody reacted to
yeah,
him.
No, of course not.
But if he didn't wear the hoodie.
Mm.
But what's the probability of you would be like, you know, he looks familiar, that guy. It's probably Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I would never guess.
No.
Even though he looked exactly like him, because it is him. I wouldn't stop him and think that it is Bob Dylan.
Hey, that guy looks like Jerry Seinfeld. No, it can't be.
Yeah. I sat next to the guy from CSI New York on the subway.
Hmm.
Maybe not New York. One
on
of
the
CSI.
Subway?
Yeah.
What subway?
The metro, whatever.
What metro?
Oslo Metro.
You sat next to the guy
from CIA. CSI.
CIA.
CSI. And then Because my girlfriend at the time, she was like, isn't that the guy from CSI? And I was like, yeah. And then we Googled him, and it was definitely the guy. And then my girlfriend made the Law and Order. And I was like, oh my God, that's the wrong sound effect. And also, we were the same girl and I were discussing an actor, and I couldn't remember the name of him for, you know, for the life of me. Mm. He's the guy who plays, he looks like an old monkey, and he is not in a race. But why do you give me that stare? He just looks like an old, I look like a monkey sometimes. He looks like an old monkey.
Yeah, who is this actor?
No, I don't, he's not, he's like a C-list actor. And nice. He is in the one movie where Adam Sandler is really rich. He's like his lawyer or something.
Oh, Andy Wexler.
I don't know. He's got a beard and a big nose. And he's bald. Anyway, I described this person to my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks later, we walk past someone and she said, that was the actor you were talking about. But it wasn't the actor. It was David Cross. Because
really?
David Cross, yeah, he was doing a stand-up show
in
Oslo. And
did you say hello to him?
No, because I didn't see him before I turned my head around.
That's ridiculous. You should have said hello to David Cross.
I wouldn't remember his name at that point.
Hmm. Yeah, that's sad. But I mean, that's a cool story. You got a cool girlfriend. She saw David Cross.
She's not my girlfriend.
Well, you had a cool girlfriend.
Thank you.
Well, who is this new one spotted for you, huh?
She's...
No one.
She's good.
Has
she's
he
good.
Spotted on you? Oh, that's a little slick little smile you got on you?
Yeah, I got a slick little
smile. You got a slick little smile. Yeah. Probably doing dirty stuff, huh?
Yep.
Oh no. Our listeners can't hear this.
Nope.
Let's move along. You know what else Ohio has?
Food?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that is in Ohio.
Yes, it is.
You can't just stop me. You have to, you know, you as the host has to carry on the conversation. Even if I'm an awkward guest, you have to carry on the conversation.
Okay, you're the co-host, so you should be able to say something.
Andy Richter does not have the responsibility of filling in Conan's fucking awkward gaps.
Do you consider yourself the Andy Richter to my Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, I figure myself as kind of an Andy Richter guy.
All right, I'll second that, and I'll keep going. Should I sing some Irish folk tunes or something?
We're not actually Andy Richter and Conan. That's not the... Once upon a time there was... Irish love and Irish blood.
Okay, so they got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and that leads us to a new segment, which is an old segment, which is called One Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I checked out what the people think about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And these are all one-star reviews from Google.
Do people care about rock and roll anymore?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
So this is T Plume. That's the first person.
Yeah.
The name is T Plume. And they say, very disappointing experience. Lots of clothing and reading. Expensive for a family. I agree with most other one-star reviewers.
What did you expect? Did you expect, like, David Bowie showing up and sucking your dick?
Yeah, that's what I don't
That was kind of harsh. I mean, do you expect David Bowie showing up and singing a song?
The man is dead quite recently.
Yeah, he's been dead for a long time in my eyes.
Okay,
that was also harsh. David Bowie.
We can make David Bowie jokes now?
I love David Bowie.
Okay, so... Sebastian...
I don't love him, but I care for him.
Okay. Are you going to issue a statement after this podcast about David Bowie and how you apologize to his estate and his family? Yeah, so that was that review. So he was disappointed about lots of clothing and reading. Well, it's a fucking Hall of Fame. I think of it as kind of a museum.
A museum and some kind of preservation of an art form that nobody really cares about anymore.
Yeah. So here's another one. This is from Stephen Grilliott.
Yeah.
Stephen Grilliott. He says, I didn't hate it. We couldn't stop. We was coming from the hospital. We drove saying we would come back to it, but the person passed away, so we haven't went back, but plan to in the summer. When I do, Will, I'll let you know.
This is written by a person with psychosis.
This is a proper hillbilly.
Yeah.
The person passed away. They're saying in a fucking Google review, they're saying we had to go to the hospital. The person passed away, so we haven't been back.
Who refers to their dead whatever as a person?
The person passed
away. The person. Yeah. The person passed away.
My father passed. So it would be better if he said, well, we were going to come back, but my aunt passed away, so we haven't gone back.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to somehow limit the amount of personal details he discloses, but also telling people that a relative died.
Yeah. How do you know it's a relative? He could be talking about David Bowie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is.
And if it's related to David Bowie, it's no wonder he want to keep it on the down low.
It says Stephen Grilliot Bowie here, actually.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah. Here's another review. Stevie this is from this is from Edward Thompson.
Yeah.
How would you abbreviate his name?
E.T.
Oh, that's pretty good. It says, why A Room for Hip Hop? Why Ice-T? Why Michael Jackson? I know rock and roll, and ain't none of these fools contributed anything to rock.
Well, I beg to differ, my friend. Ice-T actually has a rock band called Body Count.
Mm.
They're a hardcore, I wouldn't say punk necessarily, but they're a hardcore band.
That's cool. What about Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson has nothing to do with rock and roll whatsoever.
But also, he says, I know rock and roll,
yeah,
and ain't none of these fools contributed anything to rock. But what about roll? They might have contributed a lot to roll.
They probably contributed a lot to roll.
Mm. To the roll part of it.
Yeah, but the problem is when you think about rock music, you skip the roll.
Mm. You don't think about roll music.
Right, because roll music, that's just
the
slang.
What is the rock and what's the role in rock and roll?
No, you know, to answer that with a serious rebuttal, when you think about rock and roll, you think about Elvis and Chuck Berry and people slapping away on the guitar and crooning.
Yeah.
When you think about rock, you think about, I think, Guns N' Roses and stuff, don't you?
So the role, but what does roll mean?
The role is the hillbilly part of rock and roll.
Oh, they're rolling in their cars?
Yeah, or sex.
Oh, they're rolling in their sex.
Rock and roll is, you know, they actually know the person that coined the term rock and roll. That's pretty fun. Think, you know, if you were the guy who coined the term, that's pretty cool.
Wait, who coined the
term? Some radio host I can't remember the name of. He was the first one to say, and I call this rock and roll.
Mm. Hey, this
that's
is
a paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah. Hey, I call this rock and roll. We got a couple more reviews here. This is from Adrian Schwing.
Awesome name. Schwing!
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 And then we got one from Tom Doing. No, Adrian Schwing. He says, clothes, guitars, and pictures. Don't waste your time. What are people expecting?
What do you expect? Do you expect like a rock show and pizza?
They expect
then
like holograms.
Go to a fucking concert.
A lot of the other comments that I did mention are people saying like, this is too expensive. Go to a concert instead.
But yeah, thank you. And you know, if you're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Aren't you expecting, you know, as you said, aren't you expecting a museum? And if you're expecting a museum, why would you go to experience rock and roll at a museum? It's anti-fucking establishment, isn't it? No, it's not, because it's a dead art form. Fuck you, old fans. Listen to some Justin Bieber.
All right.
Or that's not new anymore.
I gotta
listen to something new. Listen to Gabber.
I zoned out a little bit during that one, but I'll read the next review here.
Yeah, I can rant about, you know, you always listen to me when I rant.
This
about
is from
conservatives,
Kevin Heath.
Jeff.
This is from Kevin Heath. He says, too many great bands snubbed, so screw you, Cleveland.
I would call myself Heaven Keith.
Okay. I mean, you're going to change your name professionally as an artist? What are you, Kevin Heath?
Heaven Keith.
Heaven Keith instead of Kevin Heath.
Yeah,
Heaven Keith.
And what did he say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
Okay, so Heaven Keith or Kevin Heath.
Thank you.
He said, too many great bands snubbed, so screw you, Cleveland. So wait, can I just reiterate one thing? What just happened now was that I said Kevin Heath, and then as soon as I said that, you zoned out and started thinking about saying Heaven Keith, because before I got the word Cleveland out at the end there, you were already saying, I would call myself Heaven Keith. So he said, screw you, Cleveland, is the crux of the matter.
But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has gotten a lot of shit of being a boys club where the guys only decide what bands they like.
Yeah. So fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, do as you want. It's America. Be a capitalist. Make your own club. Rock out with your cock out. Eisenhower.
Yeah, make your own club. So we got another segment. We got segments galore today.
Yeah.
We're in person, and I got so many segments lined up. We got a segment here called Peter Talks to Reddit.
Yeah.
And I talked to Reddit.
And I read it on Reddit.
Did you?
No.
Okay. So lying for the sake of rhyme. I respect your, I like the cut of your jib, sir.
I'm lying and I'm trying.
Yeah, okay. Knock it off now. So what should we know about Ohio? I wrote on the subreddit r/Ohio.
Yeah.
And there's some, they wrote a lot of shit. They wrote a lot of stuff, to be
honest.
Shit
in a positive sense? Or shit just like they talked shit?
There's someone here who wrote quite lengthily about Ope. This is Archiloshi. Oh, fuck these Reddit names. Archiloshi,
yeah,
writes, it's a swing state, famous for having a lot of astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, John Glenn. The plane was invented here by the Wright brothers, who hail from Dayton. Football is a huge thing. State flag is the only non-rectangular flag. A bunch of info here. And he said people use the phrase Ope frequently.
Excuse me, sir. Non-rectangular flag?
Yeah.
Is it square shaped? Is it a circle? Is it a triangle?
I'm sadly not sure.
Why don't you just, you have your phone,
I can't,
right there.
I can't Google
can't
it.
Just Google
no, because I got the show
flag.
Notes here.
I'll Google it while you read.
I
am going to Google the Ohio flag. I'm going to see
Sebastian's
how
Sebastian's going to Google the Ohio
shape
flag.
Of the Ohio flag.
So people are saying, Ope, this is something they say when they say like, Ope, sorry, or whatever. Ope, my bad.
Ope.
It's kind of like, oops, I think. Ope, let me just squeeze past you and grab the ranch, for example. That's some other people say. And they're discussing Ope here.
The Ohio flag is shaped like a fork, kind of.
Hmm.
Or like a snake's tongue.
Fork. Yeah, there you go. A snake's tongue.
Yeah.
A snake's tongue flag.
It seems like an evil organization's flag.
Hey, Duck on a Leash says that soybeans are the biggest export.
Fucking soy boys.
Soybeans are cool, though.
Cucks.
It sounds fun, though. Soybeans?
Why? How does it sound fun?
Soybeans?
Of course it's
pretty fun
when you keep
soybeans.
Yeah, okay.
What do you do for a living? I grow soybeans.
Okay. What do you say, soybeans? Everything is funny when I grow banana trees.
That's not funny. No,
okay,
at all.
Fuck
it's
you.
It's borderline
then.
Offensive.
Okay.
Soybeans.
Soybeans.
I ate soybeans for breakfast. My widow diaper is full of soybeans.
Stop.
That's
it.
Pretty cute.
Stop it.
So here we have another one. Someone says, you fool number one. We have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and cornfields. Awesome.
Do they have like UFO prints on the corn?
Mm, you mean crop circles, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why? You are so condescending.
Well, it's I don't mean to be condescending, but the thing is that we have words that we use to describe things. When you don't know the words...
But you understood what I meant.
Just for the listeners, because you said, what did you say? Corn prints?
Is it prints?
No, you said... corn I swear prints. You said corn prints.
By the UFOs!
Do they have corn...
It's fucking obvious. It's implied.
Do they have corn prints by UFOs? And I said, oh, you mean crop circles? And then you're angry because I fucking... yes, they do have crop circles, I think, over there. If they have corn...
Oh, you mean corn prints?
Yeah, corn prints.
Oh, yeah, okay, I understand. Yeah.
Is that a t-shirt? That's a good t-shirt. With a t-shirt of a crop circle and it says corn prints.
Yeah. You could also say that about the crap circle corn prints.
Crap circle?
Corn? Yeah, corn prints.
Yeah.
Depends on your diet, of course.
Here's Formal Bumblebee. Again, Reddit names.
Yeah.
Formal Bumblebee has written a lengthy response, most of which I'm not going to read.
TLDR, please.
No TLDR, but they say, amongst other things, Jarlsberg cheese is also made in Ohio.
I thought that was Danish.
It's Norwegian, first of
all. Yeah.
You utter asshole. You fucking... you Quisling you.
Don't Quisling me.
Hey, what about Quisling? He sounds like a quizmaster.
Yeah, but that's the most common used quiz name in Norway,
is
I think.
Quisling?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it says under license from Norwegian dairy producers, they make Jarlsberg in Ohio. And it says here, last
How
time I went...
How unpatriotic.
Listen to Formal Bumblebee. It says, last time I went, I could buy Brunost at Jungle Gyms.
You know, I hate Brunost.
It's
funny.
American,
yeah, yeah.
Talking about Brunost.
I can buy Coke in Norway. I can buy a lot of American stuff
yeah.
in Norway.
But the
Dude,
world
don't
is
wow me, motherfucker.
No, but the world is Americanized, you dipshit.
Yeah, but
America is Norwegianized.
I guess you could buy a lot of different stuff in America that's not American. I can buy cars from Japan in America. I don't care about people buying Norwegian cheese.
Can you explain Brunost to the people?
Yeah, it's cheese, but it's brown and it tastes sweet. Some people say I think it tastes like shit. But
okay,
really,
do you think Brunost? So Brunost is roughly translated or directly translated as brown cheese,
yeah,
which is made from goats or cows,
yeah,
milk, and it's a byproduct. It's made from the myse, which they make the other cheese.
I don't know
what
myse means.
It's brown
it's
and
squinting
it's
your eyes,
kind of caramelly, and then no, it's a byproduct from the
myse. It means to squint your
yes,
eyes.
Yes, but there are multiple meanings to that word. You uneducated fool. You're like, if you were a dictator, you'd be like Pol Pot. You would kill everyone with glasses because you think they read books.
I would kill everyone with liberal tendencies. Mm. So I'm different than Pol Pot.
Kill yourself because you got liberal tendencies all over, pal. Hey, who should have a right to vote, Sebastian?
Educated people.
Yeah, that's as liberal as it
gets.
And
the strongest ones. Mm.
Everyone has to arm wrestle to be able to vote.
People with the shortest hair.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, that's men. Hey, wait a minute. Those are men.
Those are men and babies.
Yeah, men and babies. The Cincinnati Zoo is home to the world-famous Fiona the Hippo. This is from Steph314. Hey, when her name is Steph314, does it mean that there are 313 other Stephs?
Yeah, probably. And probably more.
Mm. So she's the smallest hippo.
She doesn't have to be the last one just because you read her name.
No, but I'm just saying that there's at least... Okay. So she's the smallest hippo ever to survive, and she was 6 weeks premature. Her story of survival, along with how the zoo saved her, is very inspiring.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker.
That's jerking my tears for sure.
Yeah.
Steph the hippo? No, sorry. That was Steph was the commenter. Yeah. Fiona was the hippo.
She might be a hippo.
Fiona, perhaps named after Shrek's girlfriend.
Yeah, perhaps. Journalism.
Yeah, perhaps. Just watch the movie Gummo and you'll see all you need to see. Have you seen Gummo?
Well, what does Gummo mean? Isn't that something about guns? Mm.
It's like, it's gun and ammo.
What Gummo. Is Gummo?
I don't know what Gummo is.
Is it Plumbo?
This is from... No, no, it's not. It's not. And this is from Necroleptic.
Cool name.
Necroleptic with the O as a
zero. I came up with a name a couple of days ago.
I came up with a name.
Necrochrist.
Necrochrist.
Isn't that a pretty cool name?
That's a pretty cool name.
Necrochrist.
Yeah. Necrochrist is a pretty cool name. Yeah,
copyright, by the way.
Impy 695 is saying that the people are polite and stuff. And says I'll wave and smile at neighbors I've never met while going for a walk, and they're on the other side of the road going in the other direction, so not even passing close.
You never met your neighbors?
Yeah, and waving.
What
kind of
introvert are you?
Hey, you don't wave to people on the other side of the road.
Right.
I don't care how polite you are. Don't wave to people you don't know.
No, but also waving with a short distance. You could nod.
Yeah,
or
nod.
You could, you know, pull your eyebrows up, up, you know, like
Have you ever gone from nods to nothing with someone, to reference another Seinfeld episode?
I don't know what that means.
It's you're nodding someone. You know someone a little bit, so you nod every time you pass them. But after a while, you stop nodding and you just go from nods to nothing.
Well, yeah. I actually don't think I experienced that. But I did experience one thing that was terrible. And I was standing at a bus stop, and I used to work at a elementary school, and I had the kids out for, you know, we went to the city, bought some ice cream, and then we were going back to our municipality, where the school, I don't know what the word is, the place outside the city where we reside.
Yeah, A for effort.
Yeah, thank you. Well, at the bus stop, this girl was blinking. Winking. Just gave me a wink.
Winking,
right?
Yeah.
And I thought she was winking at me. So I was nodding and smiling, and she was smiling. And then I was in the phone call, actually. So I had earphones in.
Yeah.
And she, moved her mouth, asked, like, she talked to me. And I pulled my earbuds out, and I said, "What?" And then I realized she talked to the guy next to me, which probably was her boyfriend or something.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was fucking terrible.
What a doofus.
Yeah. And I didn't even fuck her.
No, I mean, well, I assumed as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good story.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a tearjerker right there.
Yeah, that's a tearjerker.
That's a tearjerker if I've ever heard one. Impy695 also says here, they have one of the most unique flags. We're home to the first ever car accidents. The first car accident was in Ohio.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Cool. That's a claim to fame if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they take marching bands and drum corp very seriously. So that's cool.
We can make a vehicle just to make it crash to claim something like that as well.
Mm, the first, what's the name of the vehicle? Bolotron.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's your roll-on balls.
You know, my mind was saying tricycle.
that was a real choke right there.
Yeah.
So the Bolotron is where you roll-on balls, and we do the first crash with it. So, hey, thank you, Reddit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Ohioans.
Ohioans. Ohioanites.
So, final thoughts and ratings on Ohio, Sebastian.
On Ohio?
On Ohio.
On Ohio.
On an Ohio.
Well, Cleveland rocks.
I mean, that's a given.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Drew Carey.
Rock, flag, and eagle.
Yeah. Lizard's tongue.
Yeah, tongue.
Tongue. Lizard thong. Lizard tongue.
A lizard thong. Tongue. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Ohio, you know.
So do you remember our rating system? Just to,
yeah.
For new listeners, the rating system is we rate the out of the American flag.
Yeah.
The stars represent how American something is.
Yeah.
No, sorry. The stripes represent how American something is. And the stars represent how we feel about it.
Yeah. So I don't feel like Ohio is that American, even though it's in the middle of America. I'll give it out of 13 stripes for how American it is. I'll give it a rough 6.
A rough 6. I'm going to, you know what, let's do this together today. I'm going to agree with you on 6.
Thank you.
How many stars should we give it?
Because there are 50 stars in the American
50
flag.
Stars.
And this is how much we like Ohio.
I'm kind of leaning towards like 15 or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then I like it 12 points more than you.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go. That's how we feel about Ohio. How do you think Americans would rate it?
Hard to say. I think they would definitely agree that it's American because
hard to argue with.
Hard to argue with. So yeah. I think they'll give it like 13 stripes.
13 stripes.
How much they like it? You know, they don't seem to enjoy the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
And I don't think Drew Carey's that big a star anymore.
No, they don't really. He's
and Jerry Springer. When did we last see him?
Yeah, he might be dead.
Yeah, he might be dead. So I think they'll only give it like 12 stars.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to second that. I think you nailed it on the head. Yeah. Obviously, all Ohioans listening to this episode,
Ohio
you
Knights.
Probably full flag the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So that's
so,
a given.
But we can't be biased.
But that was our main review for this episode.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move along to another segment. This is a segment we haven't done for a long time now.
I'm excited.
And the segment is called Yum or Dumb, pal.
Yeah. Peter,
so I'm gonna straighten myself up here a little bit because I'm sitting.
He's slouching like an old man.
I'm slouching like a sloucher.
Yeah.
So we got snacks to taste.
Yeah.
And that's what we're gonna do. So I'm gonna throw you a snack here.
Yeah.
Snack number one.
Oh,
boom!
It's a fuck. Now I have to slouch.
Okay. He dropped the bag.
I didn't drop it. Peter threw it like a girl.
Sebastian caught it, like a person who isn't good at catching, which isn't necessarily a girl.
I'm just saying that girls have weaker arms than men.
And I disagree.
That's because you're
my mother beat
weak
me.
Yes, yourself.
I arm wrestled my mother and she beat me. I'm going to taste this. So what are we tasting, Sebastian?
We're
tasting
Doritos.
Doritos nacho cheese flavor.
Am I going to talk and you're going
to
eat?
I just wanted to do it along with you.
Why? You could at least do it like
I'm
a harmony.
I'm going to eat. Read something.
Yeah. So this is it's an orange package. Which has Doritos and the shape of the chips are the same shape as the logo here. It doesn't say much else. It says a lot, but it's mostly just fucking text in Portuguese or something, which I'm not gonna read.
Peter's
gonna talk.
I just had a taste. These are pretty good. They taste like cheese, kind of salty.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty good Doritos. I like the triangle shape. Does it for me. It's quite satisfying in your mouth. Triangles are good for eating.
It's actually a good triangle shape, and I think it's perfect for catching the dip.
Mm.
We don't have dip here.
We don't have
but
any
if,
dip.
If I were to, this was a little crooked, but it was. It's like cylinder formed shaped this chip, and I could scoop it into the dip and have a lot of dip on my chip. Analysis.
I mean, our parents must be proud. Yeah, so this is true. And in all honesty, I've had Doritos before. I've tasted them before.
Yeah,
I liked them then. I like them now.
Me too. And we do have like a Norwegian equivalent for the nacho chip.
Mm.
But I have to say that these Doritos, they taste better.
Mm, they kind of do.
They do.
It's more it's more processed and cheesy. It's
Kinda, and I need processed shit from America.
Yeah, it's kind of doing it for me. I'm ready to give my rating. Are you ready to give your rating?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna rate
three. Yeah.
Two, one.
Yum.
Hey, it's a double yum. Yeah. How do you think Americans would rate it?
I think they love Doritos.
Yeah,
and
I think so?
I think they really like the hot ones. Aren't there hot Doritos?
Maybe you're thinking about like hot Cheetos, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking about.
But they have, I'm sure they have some spicy Doritos too.
Yeah.
Something
you know,
with a little bit more kick to it.
I could go for a little more spice.
Yeah.
You know, I think these are great as I stated with dip.
Mm.
But if I were to only eat Doritos without the dip, a little more spice. Please.
Yeah. A little bit more spice. Some, a little bit more happening. But that was the classic. So now we got another snack here.
We're doing
two snacks today.
The fuck?
And this snack is called Snickers Crisp.
Oh, Peter, you know, every time, you know, we got a lot of candy from America. Could you please remind me of the name of the nice guy? Was it John M. Force?
John M. Force.
Who sent us snacks. And he sent us different candy bars with colored wrappings. And this one is a blue Snickers. And it scares me. Because I puked from the pink Kit Kat.
Did you puke?
No, but I spit it out and I almost puked. I was luckily enough, I was close to a sink. I could spit it.
Okay, so I just had a bite of this. Crispy Snickers Crisp, this is called. Essentially, what they've done is take away the only really good part about the Snickers, which is the lovely, creamy filling, and replaced it with crispy shit. I mean, it's tasty because it's chocolate and sweet, but I'm missing that creamy goodness. How do you feel about it, Sebastian?
I don't mind this, actually. It's a little stiff. It's a little too much. It's like, what do you call knäckebröd in English?
Crisp bread?
Crisp bread. Like, there is too much crisp. If you now you got 75% crisp, 25% chocolate. Do a good 50-50.
Mm.
And I would be totally happy. I'm not getting enough, you know, enough, what do you call it, caramel, sweet, soft. The word I'm looking for is soft. This is too hard and crisp.
Mm.
A little less crispy, a little more soft, and you got a winner here,
yeah.
Snickers.
And you got a winner here. Yeah, that sounds good. I liked it. It's all right, but I am missing a little bit of that creamy goodness.
Mm. On second try here, I actually love this.
Mm. Oh, you do?
I'm going to give it a super yum.
Mm. Okay, let's give our ratings. Mm. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Super dumb. Yum. The fuck?
Soft,
dumb?
Yeah, very soft dumb.
Oh, my God.
Because I think the best part of a Snickers, you know, a Milky Way is essentially a Snickers without all the other bullshit.
Wow.
I love a Milky Way. Sebastian is going back for another.
I'm going back for
another. Going back for another chip.
I'm gonna check if after the Snickers, if a Dorito.
Maybe it's better. Yeah. So that was yum or dumb, and we're gonna do yum or dumb every week from now on. I think
yeah.
We're gonna try. So we got time for another quick segment here. This is called Elect or Reject.
Oh, what is this?
Mm,
this is new.
This is a little quiz. It's a new segment.
Yeah.
Because now in the White House these days, there's a celebrity president, arguably.
Can't
right?
stump the Trump.
I mean, let's hope so. But there's a celebrity president.
Yeah.
Right? He's a famous guy.
Yeah.
Before he was president, too. So I've gathered some celebrities and to see which ones Sebastian would elect and which ones he would reject. Yeah. So
and if it's a DVD, I could eject.
Mm, yeah, okay. So let's change it. This segment is called Elect, Reject, or Eject.
Thank you.
So some of these
if it's my son, could I neglect?
So the segment is called Elect, Reject, Eject, or Neglect.
Thank you.
And Sebastian, I got a list here of names and things, and Sebastian will tell
if
me.
If it's me, could I respect?
And tell me if he would elect, reject, eject, neglect, or respect.
If it's a criminal,
okay.
Could I suspect?
I mean, okay. I think we're going to cut it short there.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start it off here with Oprah Winfrey.
Hard reject.
Hard reject. Would not elect her.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because, you know.
And in one sentence, tell me why.
If it's a studio audience, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Now it's, you get higher taxes, you get higher taxes, you get higher taxes.
Yeah, on all the low-earning people.
On everyone.
She's just a billionaire, too.
Yeah,
Just another billionaire.
Yeah.
So we got another one here. We got Kelsey Grammer.
Super elect.
Yeah, super elect.
Yeah, he understands the mind.
Yeah, the mind of...
He's a psychologist and a comedian.
Yeah. I mean, is he a psychologist in real life?
Yeah. He has a show about you it. It's called Frasier.
You say that with the confidence of a man who is lying. Yeah, so Frasier. What about Ellen? Would you elect, reject, eject, or neglect?
Eject, neglect, out, send her out in space.
Okay, send her out in space. Okay, we got another one here. Rush Hour 2. Would you elect, reject, eject, or neglect, or respect?
Eject. Because eject. But eject, put it back in my collection and save it for when I have a kid who wants to see cheap-ass action movies.
Yeah. Hey, Rush Hour 2 is pretty expensive.
I can't remember.
It's a good movie. Daniel Pekowski Brigoli, known professionally as Bad Baby, a.k.a. the Cash Me Outside girl. Would you... Elect, reject, eject, neglect, respect, or elect, or reject.
I'll answer that when she's 18 or older.
Mm. Oh, wait, which one would you pick? I think she's right. Oh, she's 17.
Yeah, maybe. So no comment. You know, I think it's hard to comment on kids.
But one of them wasn't fuck, so why do you can say reject.
You dirty, dirty man.
You can say
you
reject.
You dirty, dirty man. You're implying that I'm talking about having sex. I did, but I probably would neglect. She's not my daughter.
Anymore. Yeah. So Nicki Minaj. What about Nicki Minaj? Would you elect, reject, eject, neglect, or respect?
Inject.
Oh, with the semen.
Yep. And
tasty semen.
No, I probably would not elect.
Which is because...
I would respect and inject.
Respect and inject. Yeah, that's a good one. The Shining. Would you elect, reject, eject, neglect, respect? I think those are...
Definitely not eject. I would respect.
Respect. That's a good one.
Have to sneeze.
All right. This is good podcasting. Sebastian did what a cartoon character does and sneezed while saying sneeze. So that's...
Sorry about that.
That's really good. Let's see. We got a couple more. Chevy Chase, would you elect, reject, eject, neglect, or respect?
It's hard with Chevy Chase because I respect his comedy.
Yeah.
I eject his personality. I neglect him as a person that I used to like. But I also elect him as my peers in the community.
Peers. Yeah. Peers. As your peers. Okay, good. How about your son? Would you elect, reject, neglect, eject, or respect?
Inject and then neglect.
Wait, you would inject
no,
your
I
son?
No, I wouldn't. I would probably just neglect him if it takes after his liberal mom. But if it does like me, cuts his hair and does his job, blue collar, pay his taxes, you know? Yeah. I would probably respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should go, you know, my son, I want him to be like an all-time man, you know? Hey, Sam's son, Sebastian's son, are you depressed? I don't have time to be depressed, boy.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that doesn't get sad. He just gets angry.
Yeah, he gets angry.
Like my dad.
He goes and chops wood.
I kind of envy my dad. I don't think he gets sad. I think he just gets angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather be angry than sad.
Yeah, my son is supposed to be an angry man.
Yeah. We want to raise boys that get angry.
We want to raise boys who go to war and make peacetime for their children.
Boys need to put their feelings deep down in a little ball and then get angry.
And then kick the ball.
About it. Yeah, kick the ball. And the ball...
Explodes.
Explodes. So here's another one. Alec Baldwin. Elect, reject, eject, neglect, respect.
Reject.
Reject. The Godfather. Elect, reject, eject, respect, neglect.
I can't decide what The Godfather does. Mm. But if he ever took advice from me as his consigliere, I would say elect.
Elect. That's elect. Good. How many times in the mirror did you practice saying consigliere before you nailed it?
I only like 7 times.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, William Shatner is the last one.
Yeah.
Elect, reject, neglect, eject, respect.
Eject into space again, just like with Elon. But he would probably enjoy it, so it's not a bad thing.
Mm.
Hey, have you heard him sing Rocket Man?
Hey, William Shatner went from hunky guy, hunky youngish guy, to fat little barrel of an old man.
Remember that show, Shit My Dad Says?
Yeah, vaguely. Hey, Will Sasso was on that.
He was?
Yeah, he's the son.
For real?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He is.
Yeah. This sucked ass.
Yeah. Sucked ass. Shit. Yeah. Hey, dads are offensive because they're from a bygone era. How about we make a show about that?
Yeah. But it's better to make a show about them than to do as some people want and kill them off.
Mm. Kill off the boomers.
They're going to die by themselves. They don't need our help.
That's true. They're going to die of COVID or something or other, right?
Yeah.
All right. So before we end the show, we got time for a quick exit rap. Sebastian, won't you rap for the good people? I'm here in front of you. Is it all right if I bop my head this time?
Yeah, but can't you beatbox?
To the rhythm? No, I can't.
But we have to give the people a beat. People have been complaining that it's just slam poetry when I do my rhymes.
Can I just say no one has been complaining? No one's been saying anything.
You make me cry. I don't want to rap now.
But they do. They really like your raps. So, and I got a cold and stuff. I don't want to be spitting into this microphone right now.
You like my raps because it slaps. I got the bass and I got craps. Yeah. Craps in my asshole. But your mother is... You know, you can't say yeah in the middle of my rap. Are you going to join in? Or are you going to sit there and say
I'm just doing the hype man
thing. Okay. Can you hype me up? Can you please hype me up?
All right, here we go. We got Sebastian. He's going to pop off a couple of rhymes here. Yeah. He's the number one rapper this side of the other buildings, so let's go.
Rock and roll Hall of Fame, that's my name. Yeah. If you want to play the game, then you have to play the game.
What?
Pull up a dice, throw it on the floor. Huh? Everybody knows that's the back door.
Games.
The back door? Are we talking about anal?
Doors.
I don't know, but it's the same to me. I fell out of rhythm, but I don't care. Everybody know that I hug like a bear.
He doesn't
a
care.
Bear with big paws. Your mother got filthy jaws.
Yeah.
Teeth up in my butt crack. Everybody knows that's not my nut sack. Oh. It's on the other side of my pelvis.
Everybody knows
that I rock like Elvis.
Everybody
the rock
knows.
And roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, I love to go to Ohio because I rhyme with Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't know a word that rhymes. I have not rapped many times without being on beat because I'm the street. The street is not the place to meet people if you don't know them well because they can kidnap you and put you in a cell, send you over to Thailand, make a girl into a man, or the other way around.
Okay.
You wouldn't know that by the sound of the girl, the good, the name, the girl, the mate, the exit rap. Lady boys.
Okay. No. So, nope. No. That was a really good exit rap.
Thank you.
That was easily top.
It's hard to start rapping again in front of you.
It's easily.
Usually I can just close my eyes and flow into the zone, you know?
I usually bump my head to the wrong rhythm.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe to the show. We will be posting a new episode every goddamn week. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at Reviewing American. Comment if you have any suggestions or things we should review or questions you want answered.
Yeah.
Hey, we got new microphones.
Yeah, can't you tell?
How do we sound? Have we been sounding...
clear.
Pleasant.
Wait a second. See how crisp that is?
All right. People with misophonia.
They can go to hell.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your made-up condition, pal.
Yeah. What are you? 3?
Yeah. that's a grade A diss right there.
Yeah.
What are you? 3? So, yeah, check out the show. I mean, you're listening to it.
Yeah.
So, subscribe. And
check out another episode.
Tell a friend. Yeah, hey.
But not the one about the American forces.
No, just don't check out the American forces. Well, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
All the other ones are pretty good, except for the first two.
Yeah.
So just stay clear of those ones, and you'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, the baseball one is good, I think.
Yeah, I think
do the baseball one.
Yeah, check the baseball one out. And you know... send nudes.
Yeah. Tell a friend about the show first of
all. Yeah, also do that.
And don't send nudes.
Yeah.
We'll send some nudes.
Peter is single again. Send him nudes.
Hey, Peter is single again. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How did this happen? Well, let's not get into that.
No.
But, so tell a friend. Hey, tell a friend about the show. Hey, and we want to give a shout-out to our friends, Grateful Ned and his wife, Sarah. They finally made it the fuck out of America. I talked to him yesterday. He was in Frankfurt. They're on their way to Finland to relocate there.
Yeah. Hey, Ned, how unpatriotic of you.
Mm.
Patriotic?
No, patriotic is really good. I think that's how you would say it.
I am a chauvinist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you don't even know what that means.
No, I don't even know what that means.
No.
So yeah, let's congratulations to them for getting out of America. I mean, like,
I'm not seconding that.
No, because they wanted to.
Oh yeah, congratulations. Yeah. More power to you. Yeah. Good riddance.
Yeah. Yeah, good riddance. That's right. That's our view of this.
Yeah.
Because I get the hey, you libs.
Yeah.
Fucking liberal.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Go to Finland?
Yeah. Cucks.
Cucks.
Hey, is this some big Finnish man? Okay, let's not.
You are Finnish.
Hey,
so you're
Finnish.
Allowed to say that.
Yeah, I'm allowed. Well, I can say Finnish man. I was going to say, is some big Finnish man going to fuck his wife in front of him? That's what I was going to say.
Cuck.
Because I was going to call him a cuck.
No, but we love you, Ned.
Yeah, we love Grateful Ned.
And we love your wife.
And yeah. And
I love your wife.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding, Ned. Don't hurt me.
I also think this is the type of humor couples like, right, when they listen to a podcast. This is what couples love when they listen to a podcast. Yeah,
and
the
you
host.
Could be one of the couples we diss if you or love.
Yeah.
If you subscribe and ask us something.
Yeah. Hey, subscribe and tell us about your wife, and we'll talk about it on
send
the show.
Send pictures, man. We'll rate her.
Okay. Oh, that's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
So check out the show. Until next week, this has been Reviewing America. My name is Peter Yusla. My co-host, as always, is Sebastian Asghari. Bye.
Or am I? Bye.
Bye.